High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Penwood Patriots and the Academy Park Knights. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Tuesday night. Dave Berman and the gang from beautiful Sharon Hill in the heart of Delaware County, right off of Chester Pike. Two longtime rivals go at it. They came into existence the 82-83 year, Penwood and the host team, Academy Park. Penwood 8-5 overall under Matt Lindemann, who is in year number 4. Last night, Penwood lost a tough one to Philadelphia, a team, a charter school from the Philadelphia Public League, Auden Ride, 72-70. Academy Park off to a good start, 10-4. We did their game earlier, and Springfield almost got them at Springfield, but Academy Park pulls away. Kevin Stewart, first-year head coach. Again, Coach Lindemann for Penwood, his fourth year. So it is Sharon Hill and Academy Park High School. I don't think this officially, this gym has an official name to it.
The gym.
Like Penwood,
right.
Their gym is the Shoebox, where we were last year. We announced the first round of the District 1 5A tournament. Penwood blew out Academy Park in that game. So it's an even game here tonight, and it's always a battle.
Oh, well, these teams do not like each other, and it's, one of the big jobs of the ref is to keep everything under control. They expect a full house tonight. They've sold a lot of tickets. Penwood sold a lot of tickets in advance as the visitors, and Academy Park is always expecting a big crowd. This and Chester are the big games they generally get a big crowd for, so one of the reasons we wanted to broadcast it, obviously. So if you were planning on coming out here, you better do it quick. Game is going to run a little bit late, probably about 5 after the hour or so, but because the JV game ran late. But other than that, we expect a good game. This should be a battle.
Yeah, both teams are 5A, the second highest classification in the state of Pennsylvania, 6A. They went 6 classes a few years ago. Both teams could make some noise in the postseason. Both teams like to run and gun, so hopefully that's what we're going to have here tonight. You know me, I'm not a big fan of zone defense. And I like the running and gutting, so we'll have to see what happens here tonight. Penwood at Academy Park, their first meeting of the year. Pete, I know you're fired up. You weren't here 3 years ago. We did a game. There were 10 technical fouls between both teams. Yeah. And cooler heads did prevail, no punches or any of that. But a lot of trash talking from the fans. It was crazy.
Yeah, this is what we call a rivalry here. And you know what, Dave, I was thinking back on it, something we could compare it to, college football. West Virginia and Pitt, they call it the backyard brawl. It's played every weekend on Thanksgiving, and this is a similar rivalry. These two teams, like Mike said, don't like each other, and it's always a great game.
And both have tremendous programs, year in and year out, both having the same issues as a lot of public schools are in Delaware County, especially losing a lot of their better players to the private schools, but they're still very competitive. You can tell by the records, a lot of athletes, and it should be, I think, you're looking at a possible overtime game here tonight.
Oh, I think when two teams, even if they weren't well-matched, which I think they are this year, reasonably well-matched, I think you have the potential just because the emotions are so high. But, you know, keep in mind, the playoffs are around the corner. We got a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, actually, to the playoffs start. And in 5A, they take 16 to 24 teams. So, you know, it's a good chance if you have a decent record, you'll get into the playoffs. And, of course, that's what everybody plays for. So this is all other than bragging rights. And, you know, Central League has their own championship, which we'll be covering again this year. We're not too sure the day or the location yet. We should find that out later in the week. But we do have confirmation we'll be covering the game. So the bottom line is all the teams in Delaware County are looking to get in the PIA playoffs, 5A, 6A, respectively, 1A in the case of Chester Charter Scholars. So, you know, and we'll be covering as much of that as we can. We may even this year, we'll see, we may even have two broadcast teams on the road to try to cover more games if it's possible. I've got to do some technical checking first. But in the meantime, yeah, this is we're getting down to the wire now. We've got two games next week, which should be a lot of fun. We're going to be going into Chester to watch them. Who we got?
Chichester.
I keep forgetting
Jones,
that.
The former Penwood
and then
coach.
And then the later in the week, we've got Bonner and Cardinal O'Hara, and that should be
that's
a great
actually
game.
Our first game that week. Oh,
that's
Monday.
Right. That is. That's Monday's Monday. Game, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Right,
we
and
have
then Chester Charter is on Thursday. I guess. Chester and
Catholic League.
Chichester.
Just unbelievable again. And everybody says this time of the year, no public school is going to be able to beat those teams. But we saw last year, it can right. happen. Penridge made it all the way to the 6A state finals. And you saw Archbishop Wood went to the state finals. But our buddies from Abingdon Heights, the defending state champs from Scranton, saw them before. They took them to overtime in the state semis in 5A last year. So public schools can get it done. Matchups, it's all matchups. And yeah, that zone defense can really nullify a lot of stuff.
And when you have five guys on a team, that's hold on. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so again, we are at Academy Park High School in Sharon Hill. I'm Dave Berman. And, you know, we got a lot going on at the press table here, getting a little tight with the crowd.
You know, Dave.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break here, and then we'll come back. Again, Academy Park, Sharon Hill. Academy Park Penn with boys basketball tip off in about 5 minutes. It never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Starting here in about 4 or 5 minutes, the opening tip pregame show right now. Dave Berman and the gang, Academy Park, hosting Penwood. Some big news today in Delaware County High School sports. Steve Lennox, after many, 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 many years, has called it quits. He's going to retire, longtime head coach of Interboro. So Steve Lennox there. And a big, big upset over the weekend. Boys basketball, Harriton, who I think we're going to be covering with Brian Carroll filling in for right. me in a few weeks. Harriton beat Lower Merion boys basketball, first time in 17 years on a game-winning dipsy-doo crazy shot at the buzzer over the weekend by 2 points. And Harriton wins that game by two over Lower Merion, knocking the Aces out of the top 10 boys high school basketball 6A teams in the state of Pennsylvania. The game-winning basket, Marcus Lowry is the, well, actually his uncle is Kyle Lowry, plays for the world champion Toronto Raptors. Kind of ironic, huh, that Toronto at the buzzer beat us in game seven last year. Brett Brown and Brett Brown's son plays for Lower Merion, lost at the buzzer the other night.
The interesting thing about last minute shots is that that's what goes down in the book is the winning shot. The reality was Harriton was able to stay with so close to Lower Merion that they were able to finish and get a shot off. I mean, that theoretically should have never happened. Yeah, they should have been down by 8 or 10 before they got to that point in the game. But good for Harriton. I mean, we all want parity because that's what makes this game so much fun.
Harriton hovering around 500. Lower Merion just one loss, now with two.
Yeah, Dave, I have one final comment. This should be a real physical game. You got two physical teams here, some big boys, and I think, which is not hard to figure out, whoever makes the most foul shots in this game should come out ahead, especially in the fourth quarter. So let's see what happens.
So I believe we're going to go to the starting lineups right now. Again, the public address announcer here. I don't think they actually do the starting lineups, and I think that's it. So he's going to be doing the starting lineup shortly here at good old Sharon Hill. Academy
and
Park.
It is filling up in here.
Borough of Sharon Hill and Academy Park and Penwood were formed, I think, the summer of 82. Penwood used to be combination of Yaden, Darby Colwyn, Darby, trying to think of who else. Lansdowne Alden.
Collingdale, too.
Collingdale was with, and Sharon Hill became, and Darby Township became Academy Park.
Okay.
So, and they got Penwood right up the street. So, starting lineups, I believe, shortly here. Both coaches looking a little antsy. Academy Park, Penwood. So, starting lineup, Penwood. Shamir Bonds.
We don't have a four.
Samir Massenberg, number four.
He's the second number 10 we had.
That's right.
Number 11, right, guys, at the Sully Moore. And who's the other? Des Johnson, the great football player, quarterback for Penwood. And he has not committed to a college as of yet. So now we'll get to the starting lineup of Academy Park. Jalen Cassidy. Barry Brown, 6'3 senior. Tariq Marrero, 6'1 junior. Derek Northern, 5'10 junior. And Kenneth Wright, 6'2 junior. Got the national anthem coming up. We'll take a break. It's Academy Park, Penwood. It's boys high school basketball. Never sounded so good. From Sharon Hill, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
National anthem from Academy Park High School, right off of Chester Pike in Sharon Hill. Dave Berman and the cast of characters right here. Again, Penwood, 8-5 overall. This is a Del Val battle. Academy Park, 10-4. The Knights head coach, Kevin Stewart, year number one. And Penwood head coach, year number four, Matt Lindemann. Academy Park in the white uniforms with the blue trim. And Academy Park, the blue with the white trim. And the jump is going to be between Penwood's number 22, Des Johnson, 6'3 senior, set records in Delaware County football this year. Great quarterback for Penwood. Tap is controlled by Academy Park. They move left to right with the rock. Northern, floater in the lane, partially blocked. Ball then rolls on the far corner. Both teams right at it. And going to the basket hard and a foul. Barry Brown will go to the line for Academy Park. Shooting two. First team foul. And again, they don't put the individual fouls out there. It's on Shamir Bonds, B-A-U-N-E-S, for Penwood. Free throw by Brown is good. Barry, of course, tremendous quarterback for Academy Park.
Yep. And
they went to the District 1 championship and lost a heartbreaker.
At one point.
Yeah, went for two and missed it. I believe it was a regulation game, and they lost to Cheltenham. Second free throw, no good. So Brown makes one of two. Penwood across the timeline, right to left, driving to the basket, lay it up and in. That's Jerry Flynn, number 10, 6'1", junior. 2-1, Penwood. Marrero out high, far side. Now the crowd starting to get into it. Late arriving crowd here. Academy Park. Three ball, air ball from the left side. Johnson picks up the ball for Penwood. And here they come with number one, Shamir Bonds. Weave it around. Coach Lindemann giving instructions. It's Massenburg, a sophomore. Samir Massenburg wears number four down in the lane. Desmond Johnson, and it's a tie-up. And it's going to be possession arrow with. They're going to keep it with Penwood. 6:49 to go, first quarter. Just underway. Boys hoops. DelVal, yes, it will be a battle. Getting pretty intense out there already. 2-1 the score. Penwood by one. And the ball, inbounding the ball, Salim Moore. He's a sophomore. A couple of sophomores out there for Penwood. Thinking about the three from the left side, Bonds holds up. Down low, Dez Johnson off the glass, no good. Tap is good by Jerry Flynn. 4-1 now. Flynn has both Penwood baskets. Good athlete and only a junior. Marrero back, left of the key, Northern drives to the basket, lay it up and in with a left hand. 5'10 junior Derek Northern. 4-3 is the score. Penwood with the ball. 1-point bulge. Half court trap. Man-to-man defense. And they push him out way out high. Both teams have played Chester. Academy Park lost big to the Clippers. Down low, Johnson spins, turns, and scores. Desmond Johnson, 6'3 senior. Marrero back for Academy Park to Barry Brown. Lays it up good and a foul. Listen to this crowd here. Whew, what an athletic play there. That's a quarterback. And again, I don't have any idea. I don't think the guys have committed. Two of the best quarterbacks in the history of Delaware County football out there playing basketball tonight. So at the line is going to be Brown. Barry has 3 points. 5:49 to go first quarter. 6'3 senior. Jason Voszewski, the athletic director, great guy, also the head football coach for Academy Park. Brown up, around, no good, a rebound. Penwood, Flynn, Jerry Flynn, tries to take it all the way. It's going to be a foul. They want to travel, not going to get it. And Andrew, since they are not keeping the fouls, and I'm trying to having some issues with the hand signals of some of the guys. You can, if somebody's on, getting in trouble, you can let us know.
That was on number one, Jalen Cassidy for Academy Park. All
right, so team fouls. Two on Academy Park, and I guess two on Penwood. Down low, Johnson in the block. Dez, glass, in and out. Tap is good. You got to box that guy out. Jerry Flynn, 6'1 junior for Penwood. Has 6 of their 8 points. 8-5 is the score. 3-point lead. Penwood from Lansdowne. Northern pass. Looking for his man down low. Shamir Bonds out of bounds.
Yeah, and no man there. Just went right out of bounds. By the way, they're showing one team foul for the Knights.
Yeah, it's one. Academy Park has one foul, two for Penwood.
All right, back to the action here. And a dipsy-doo move is no good. But actually, one of the scouts, a college guy, wants a program. So, isn't that pretty cool? Shot is no good in the rebound to Academy Park, and they fly back left to right. Marrero, a long three is no good, and Penwood the rebound. 5:47 to go. Check that. Now we're down to exactly right now 4 minutes and 45 seconds, first quarter. Down low, layup is no good by Flynn, and there's Academy Park with a rebound left to right. Ball's knocked out of bounds off of Northern. Good defense there by Salim Moore, 5'8 sophomore for Penwood. 8-5, 3-point lead here for the visitors of Penwood. Down low, Dez Johnson bullies his way to the basket. Shot is partially blocked and no good. And here comes Cassidy back. Cassidy all the way to the basket, misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Now it's on the floor. They battle for it. They Hopefully cooler heads will prevail here. You got to love the way the guys are playing. That's going to be a tie-up. Checking into the game for Penwood, number 13, Latrell Goring, 6'5", senior. And number 3, Hugh Booth, 5'11", senior. The Penwood bench is to the right of our broadcast table. And Academy Park to the left. Possession arrow with Academy Park.
So we're the buffer?
We're right in the middle, Mike, yes. Marrero, Cassidy, left wing corner, Northern, down low in the block with a left hand, misses the shot. He follows up, no good. Tap is good by Marrero. Tariq Marrero for 2, Academy Park.
That was 2 or 3 offensive rebounds. Obviously, Penwood can't allow it.
Great work. 1-point lead for Penwood. 4 minutes to go. First quarter with the ball. Bonds of the Patriots. Right of the key for 3. Off the glass. He banks it home. Number 11, Salim Moore.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
4-point lead, Penwood. 3:40 to go in the quarter. Quarter number 1. Driving to the basket. Missing the shot. But a foul. It's going to be Derek Northern for Academy Park at the line, shooting 2. 3 of the best refs around here. All of our games are archived on DelcoHoops.com.
Foul was on number 3, Hugh Booth.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Now the board is showing 3 team fouls for Penwood now, and that, 1 team foul for Academy Park.
That is correct.
That is correct.
First is good. Derek Northern, 5'10", junior. 3 points for him. Barry Brown, 6'3", senior, back in for Academy Park. And, Mike, apparently there's a couple of college coaches here.
Yeah.
They want a program, and it's great.
When I dropped my headset for the second time tonight.
Yeah.
I was trying to get a program for him.
Ooh. In and out. And the rebound to Latrell, no relation to Butch Goring. That name ring a bell from the LA Kings back in the day, where you were for many years, Mike.
Yes, I was.
Penwood across the timeline now. Goring, he's long and lean. Top of the key. Man-to-man defense. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulgenetti from Academy Park and Sharon Hill. 3 balls straight away. It's in and out. That was fired up by Flynn. And Penwood, the Knights, get the rebound. Cassidy. To Marrero, Tariq, you saw him against Springfield earlier. He's a tremendous player. 3 ball left side, no good by Northern. Ball goes out of bounds and will stay with the Knights of Academy Park. Kevin Stewart, first-year head coach. Matt Lindemann, fourth-year head coach. Penwood. Marrero, Cassidy, Northern has it near wing. Out to Cassidy between the circles. Northern now. Marrero, right wing corner. He stops. His shot is blocked by Goring. He sticks with it. Marrero. Floater in and out. Marrero sticks with it again and scores. What a ball player he is.
Wow.
And he's only a junior, guys.
Yeah.
4 for Tariq Marrero. 6'1", 11th grader. 2.5 to go in the quarter. Quarter number 1, Penwood coming back. 1-point lead to the basket. Dipsy-doo, no good. That's nice defense in there by Cassidy, and the ball is deflected out of bounds on the far side, staying with the Knights. Dez Johnson back into the game for Penwood, and also checking in for the Patriots, we have number 14, Abdullah Dublin, another sophomore, 6'2", 10th grader. A lot of young guys on this Penwood squad, and Academy Park, pretty youthful. We're talking about both play Chester. Academy Park got beat up, I think, by 25 points by the Clippers. The Penwood game with Chester down to the wire. Chester won by 3. Marrero, right wing corner, wide open 3 ball with the left hand. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Yes, sir. Put in there by Derek Northern. And we have a timeout called by Penwood. Boys basketball never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back here at Academy Park, it's Academy Park 12 and Penwood 1, 2:11 to go in the quarter, first quarter.
Pete.
One quick stat, 6-1 offensive rebounds, Academy Park.
That makes sense.
Both teams, not overly tall, but man, they can get up. Underneath the basket, easy layup right there by Abdullah Dublin for Penwood.
Academy Park just lost him in the shuffle when he was all wide open by himself under the basket.
1:49 to go, first quarter.
You have to give credit to Desmond Johnson on that pass there.
A beautiful pass, yes it was.
Out of the double team.
Jumper from the right side, no good. It'll go back to Penwood. Nasir Simmons also into the game for Academy Park, a 5'9 senior. Half court trap. Johnson in the backcourt. Dez cross court pass into the front court. They got away with it. Hugh Booth, top of the key. Right side three ball with the left hand is too strong. Offensive rebound. Shot blocked. Follow Latrell Goring, and he's fouled. Goring, 6'5 senior, to the line, shooting two.
Fouls on number two, Barry Brown, his first.
It's one on Cassidy, one on Brown. 1:18 to go in the first quarter at the line, wearing Wilt Chamberlain's number, Latrell Goring for Penwood. Left-hander, back of the rim, does not fall. Checking into the game, number 11, Salih Moore. He's a 5'8 sophomore. He started the game for Penwood. And number 23, Kenneth Wright, 6'2 junior, back in for Academy Park. 1-point lead, 13-12, the visitors from Penwood. Right up the road and lands down. Stone's throw away. Goring again for Penwood. Wide to the right, not even close. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Penwood. Back to Academy Park. 1:17 to go in the first quarter. Inbounding the ball for the Knights. Cassidy into Northern. Northern across the timeline. Left to right. Right in front of us at the near hash. Right of the key. Look for a pick that gets at Marrero. Thought about that NBA three way out far side. Decides better of it. And Tyreek, left wing corner, wide open three ball. Yes! For the Knights.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Jalen Cassidy. Two-point lead. What a ball game so far. Pass on the far side, almost turned over. Penwood has it. They retrieve it. Far side, Moore. Long three wide to the left. Brown's going to be called for an offensive foul. Offensive rebound. Dez Johnson for Penwood, and he threw the elbow. That's going to be on him and team foul number
four. That's a football move.
Yes.
By the way, it's 15-13 in favor of the Knights.
Yeah, the Knights of Academy Park by two. Did I give the Penwood? Was
no,
winning?
No, no. You gave the score, but no, you said up by two, but you didn't say who.
Oh, okay.
I know people are sitting on the edge of their computer but who?
Fast-paced game.
Yes, it is.
20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now they slow it up, and Academy Park will go for the final shot. Northern right in front of us. Derek, a 5'10 junior between the circles. Down to 10 seconds in the first quarter. Two-point lead for the Park. The Knights, the home team. That's going to be a tough shot to make. Wide, too strong. He forced that. That wasn't very good. But anyway, the rebound goes to Penwood. They can't get a shot off. And after one quarter of play, boys basketball 15-13 in favor of Academy Park over Penwood on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back here at Sharon Hill Academy Park High School, the Academy Park cheerleaders doing their thing. Score is Academy Park 15 and Penwood 13. All right, Pete, go for it, my man.
Yeah, total rebounds, Academy Park 11, but 6 off the offensive glass. We have Penwood with 9, but only 4 off the offensive glass. Very evenly played game. Like I said earlier, I think this is going to come down in the fourth quarter to who can shoot fouls.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Very possible. Nobody's really had a run of any consequence. I think Penwood was ahead by, what, 5 at one point? But that's been the most.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it might have been.
Penwood had a little bit of an early run going, but no real advantage for either team so far today.
So we are press row, court side, midcourt. Delco Hoops broadcast crew, 3 balls. We begin the second quarter wide to the left. Penwood not even coming close on their shots. That was by Abdullah Dublin, the sophomore. Tie up again, and the possession arrow is once again with Academy Park. I know there's some other games going on around the area tonight too, right, Andrew? I got some
couple other games.
And we got some Central League games. That shook the Central League up when Harrington beat Lower Merion at the buzzer over the weekend. Academy Park back, 3 ball, right wing. That's wide to the left. Offensive rebound, though. Marrero can't get it to fall, but another offensive rebound for Academy Park, and a 3 ball straight away is good by Derek Northern. 8 points for him.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
And there is a 5-point lead for Academy Park. That, to me, looks like the biggest in the game between both squads.
I think Penwood. That ties our biggest lead.
That's what I thought, but that's okay. I'm not going to debate it with you.
Yeah. So Penwood coming back, 7 minutes to go before halftime. Floater in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound, Goring, no, but a foul. Latrell Goring at the line, shooting 2.
When you get 3 or 4 or 5 bodies under the basket like that, you're trying to go up for points. Not to have a foul would be a miracle.
That's the second foul on Jalen Cassidy. His second, team's third.
Both teams pretty deep, play a lot of kids. But Cassidy, that would be a tough loss. He gets in foul trouble for Academy Park. He's a senior. Been around the block.
Ooh.
Misses another one. Goring. Back in for Academy Park. 14. Dakai Henson. He's a 6'1 sophomore. I know somebody else checked in.
And Barry Brown.
And Barry Brown is back in.
Goring is 0-for-3 so far tonight at the line.
Who?
Latrell Goring.
Oh, Latrell, yeah. Got to pick it up.
None of the shots have looked all that great, but it'll come along as he develops.
Looks like he has a pretty nice touch. But he misses both in the rebound Academy Park. Here they come. Going to take it all the way to the rack. Up for 2. He hung in the air. The super sophomore. Very impressed right away with him. 6'1", 10th grader, Dakai Henson. Academy Park is up by 7. 20-13. Their record coming into the game, 10-4. And Penwood 8-5. Again, Penwood did play last night, losing to Audenried 72-70. Audenried of the Philadelphia Public League. Between the circles, Moore down low, right block off the glass, but I think he made the shot, but a travel before.
Yep.
That was number 10, Jerry Flynn, who has 6 points in the first quarter for Penwood. 6:20 to go, second quarter.
Flynn's been all over the stat sheet. I've been down for 3 offensive boards and 2 defensive. So he's already got 5 boards in addition to his 6 points.
Traveled, though, there. Academy Park coming back again left to right. Northern. Here's a long, long 3. Marrero, no good from the top of the key. Goring, the rebound for Penwood. They come back right to left. Dublin. Left of the key, Flynn. Left wing corner. Moore back to Dublin. That's another long, long 3. Short. Fired up by Penwood. That time, Bonds. Shamir Bonds, 5'9", senior. Rebound, Academy Park. Flying to the basket. Marrero misses the shot. Gets his offensive rebound. No, but a foul. And he is a true warrior out there. Number 4, junior, Tariq Marrero, shooting 2.
Last foul was on Latrell Goring, his first, team's 5th.
Again, 5 team fouls, Penwood.
here in the first half, and just three on Academy Park. 5:41 to go in the second quarter, and Marrero makes the first. Tariq has five.
Jalen Cassidy back into the game for the Knights.
Jalen back in. He has two fouls. Halftime, I'm going to try to find out where these football star quarterbacks for Academy Park Brown and Penwood Dez Johnson are. College plans. They were unbelievable. Unbelievable careers. Next foul shot is good by Marrero. He makes both, so I have him for 6 points. 9-point lead, Academy Park, on their home floor against the Penwood Knights.
Penwood Patriots,
excuse me. The Knights against the Patriots. Driving to the basket, floater, no. Put up by Bonds. Rebound to the Knights of Academy Park. Far side, now slowing it up now is Marrero. Tariq out high straight away. He's guarded in there by Moore. Takes it all the way to the basket. Misses the shot. Follows out of bounds. Last touch by Penwood. Right now, Academy Park's just outworking Penwood. Out hustling them, and they have that 9-point lead with 5 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Quarter number two, and getting a quick breather will be Marrero.
In this quarter, Penwood has just seemed not to want to go to the basket. They keep shooting from outside the keys, and they're not falling.
Scoreless the first 3 minutes, Penwood, in this quarter. Penetrating, dipsy-doo, lay it up and in. I like that kid.
He just danced right around the defender and up and out.
Takai Henson, 6'1", sophomore for two, 4:57 to go in the second quarter. Biggest lead for Academy Park by 11, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Well, following that timeout, we got 4:57 to go in the second quarter. Penwood with the ball down by 11, 24-13. The host, Knights from Academy Park here in Sharon Hill, Delaware County. Penwood coming back, having all sorts of problems. There's a reach-in foul on Barry Brown. I have Barry.
That's his second
for
two.
Personals.
Yeah, Knights are catching up now with four team fouls as opposed to Penwood's five.
Marrero back into the game. One of the top juniors, not only in southeastern PA, but the state of Pennsylvania. A lot of tremendous athletes out there. Penwood with a rock. Salim Moore across the timeline. There's a turnover. Should have a man ahead of the pack. Lay it up and in. Jalen Cassidy. Pure athleticism out there between these both teams. That's a 13-point lead for Academy Park over Penwood live on DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti in the gang. Another long, long Ooh. Three. Rims out, no good. Offensive rebound. There is 2 points for Trell Goring. Latrell, 6'5 senior. First points this quarter for Penwood. Trailing now by 11, Academy Park. Left wing corner, three ball. Skims the rim, no good. Rebound to Penwood Flynn, and then Goring ahead of the pack. Lays it up and in. Back-to-back baskets by Goring. Lead down to 9. 3:45 to go in the first half. And a timeout. Kevin Stewart, first-year head coach at Academy Park. It never sounded so good. It's boys basketball. Academy Park by 9. DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now?
And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double Decker is the home of the original Inside Out pizza. Double Decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, my main man Nasir Stringfield in the house here tonight stops over and says hi to the broadcast booth. Graduated from Penwood back in the day. We begin the action following the timeout. Penwood misses a shot. Check that. Academy Park misses the shot. Follow, no good. Follow again. That guy can get up. Barry Brown can get up, and it leaves a man wide open. Marrero, left wing corner, decides to drive to the basket. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense. Penwood, 3:21 to go in the second quarter. I love it, Mike. As you know, I'm not a big fan of zone, even though you have to use it sometimes. But, boy, it's great man-to-man out here.
This work on the boards has been unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Academy Park. Cassidy. Left of the key, Barry Brown. Left of the key, Marrero. Looks to penetrate. There's your man wide open. He misses the shot. That's Northern. Marrero, another rebound for Academy Park. He's fouled. Team foul number six. Is that number? That's on Barnes. Excuse me, Bonds. B-A-U-N-E-S.
Fouls on Massenburg.
They called on number four, Samir Massenburg. I have him for one.
That's his first.
16 fouls.
Next one puts Academy Park at the line.
Yeah. They have it out high, slowing it up. Cassidy, right of the key. Marrero, left of the key for three. Misses it way out there. And here comes Penwood back. They were down by as many as 13. Driving to the basket, lay it up and in. Salih Moore, 5'8 sophomore for the Patriots. 5 points for him. 6-0 run now for Penwood. Cassidy, three ball. That's going to be short. Another rebound for Penwood. Here comes Moore again. Moore going to try to take it all the way to the rack. Loses it out of bounds. A little out of control. Good defense there by Cassidy. Risking was Cassidy, his third foul. 2:30 to go in the second quarter, live on DelcoHoops.com.
Yeah, Moore kind of let that ball go out. He thought he was going to be fouled, and it didn't happen.
Derek Northern, 5'10 junior, very strong athlete, Academy Park. Very well known for their tremendous football program. Left wing corner, Marrero in the lane, out high, right wing corner, Cassidy knocked away. Good defense by Penwood and Massenburg. Driving to the basket, layup good, and a foul by Shamir Bonds. The lead was 13, now it's down to 5. 2:05 to go second quarter, and a free throw coming here for Shamir Bonds, 5'9 senior.
That was Jalen Cassidy's third.
That hurts.
And he comes
at Academy Park.
He didn't come out.
He's still in the game.
Yep.
For Academy Park.
Crowd getting into it. And we're only in the second quarter, guys.
Yeah, right.
Misses the free throw and the rebound. Jumping jack, 6'2 junior Kenneth Wright. Marrero. Left of the key, 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Well, it's 26-13 at one time, right, guys?
Yep.
Now down to a 5-point lead for the Knights. Marrero, left block, Brown. Brown, good dish. Give and go, misses. Actually, shot was blocked. Cassidy driving to the basket, but he's fouled.
Foul on number 13, Latrell Goring.
Goring.
His second.
Second, team. Thank you, Andrew.
Team's seventh.
Team foul number 7 on Penwood.
Hey, a quick shout out to Brenda, who's Dave's wife, feeling a little bit under the weather. Hopefully she's listening tonight. Now we got to take all this stuff down by ourselves. Thanks,
yeah,
Brenda.
Listening to our soothing voices. Free throw good by Cassidy.
Hope you're feeling better, lady, and you'll be back in the saddle.
Fans starting to get into it a little bit more, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Sharon Hill. Great athletes from this area, Collingdale, Sharon Hill, the Cubitt boys, football fame.
Ooh.
Misses the second offensive rebound again to the Knights. So Cassidy made the first, I have him for six, by the way. You can double-check that for me. Correct. So 125 to go, and the Knights break that 8-0 run by Penwood. They have it out high now, Academy Park. And Northern with the rock. And got 112 to go. Northern, Marrero right wing. Academy Park being very patient. Both are 5A schools. Going to be tough outs in the playoffs. Three ball left side. Ooh. In and out by Cassidy. Rebound for Penwood. They fly back with Bonds. Bonds to the basket. Off the glass. No good. And here comes Academy Park flying back to the basket. Jitterbug. He misses the shot. That was Simmons. And a rebound to Penwood. They come all the way back. Getting a little out of control now. But the Patriots hang onto the ball. Driving to the basket with a left hand. Misses it. I don't know how he missed that shot. I thought it was going right in. And the rebound to Academy Park with 28 seconds to go. And I believe they will slow it up here. Probably go for the final shot.
An awful lot of running around and nothing to show for it for either team.
Makes us tired. Just broadcasting this thing. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. 6-point lead for Academy Park over Penwood. 8 seconds to go. Marrero, they weave it around out high. Now they better bet it's going to be an offensive foul. Illegal pick set by Barry Brown.
That's his third of the game.
His
too.
Third. Back in for Penwood with just 3.8 seconds to go in the second quarter. Number 14, Abdullah Dublin. No, in ball, inbound the ball in the backcourt. In front of us.
Academy Park, number 24, Tyler Luke.
Across the timeline, Bonds, he loses a desperation shot by Goring over the backboard and out of bounds. So, as expected, a very tough first half. Both teams going at it hard. 27 for Academy Park, 21 for Penwood. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And back here for our halftime show, 27-21 is your score. Academy Park, the home team over Penwood, Del Val boys basketball battle. I don't want to say war because some people
right.
Get a little irritated at that.
Skirmish.
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 All right. But none of that. Just a little bit of trash talking here and there. Not like a couple of years ago.
No, the kids are playing well. Really. I mean, they're playing basketball. They're not fighting with each other.
And my wife texts, right? Sounds exciting.
It is exciting.
She's listening, and I said, yep, no zone.
And
zone works for a lot of teams.
Of course.
And
we've seen a lot of teams flip from zone to man back to zone to try to screw up the offense.
Westchester East, twice what they had to do to Chester. You got to shoot the ball. You shoot the ball, you get them out of the zone. So, and here it's just man-to-man, and I really enjoy it. And Pete.
Yeah, Dave, there's one factor that's very obvious here for both teams, a real lack of outside shooting.
Oh.
Some of the shots are just... Most of your points have been putbacks, rebounds, tap-ups, around the basket. If either one of these teams can get a shooter that can get hot, they could take this game and put it away.
Academy Park, a little bit better of a shooting team. But last year in that District 1 playoff game, were you at the shoebox last year?
Yes,
Academy
Park? Last year.
The shooting for Academy Park was just dreadful. That was a blowout, one of our rare blowouts we had.
Well, the nature of the game is that if a team gets cold, you only got five players. Three of them are usually the shooters, sometimes just two. And if they can't hit their, you know, what it takes to make a ball in a basket is a calculation and a feather amount of touch. And if you don't have it that night, it's, you know, you hope you're going to find it. But, yeah, tonight, the anything outside the key and really anything but putbacks and layups, like Pete was saying, it's just.
You know what, Mike? A lot of great athletes, but not a lot of great shooters tonight.
Well, I don't know whether they're, you know, and sometimes, of course, these things happen because of defense. You know, when you get real close to the basket, you can get the ball in. But when you're shooting from a distance, these guys are all over you. Their arms are up. I mean, it's hard to calculate, particularly as you know, not completely experts in the field to know exactly what's going on. And I attribute it more often than not just having a bad night.
Yeah, Academy Park right now is out rebounding on the offensive glass. Penwood 13-6 and total rebounds 23-17. But for that much of a difference, they're still only up 6 points. So Penwood's in the game if they can start hitting a few shots.
And of course, if Academy Park starts turning around and hitting some shots, that either one of these teams starts shooting from outside the key and making their baskets. If the other team doesn't follow suit, this is going to be a rout at some
still
point.
I still think when the fourth quarter comes and there's 4 minutes left, whoever makes their foul shots will win the ball game.
Well, it's got to be within, 7 points if that's going to happen, if that's going to happen. So
right
you
now,
know,
that foul shot story is telling a pretty interesting
tale.
Yeah,
do you have some stats here on fouls?
Academy Park's hit 55% of their foul shots. Penwood has yet to make a foul shot.
Wow, out of how many attempts?
What? Give me just one second.
So we keep Andrew around for us for all this information. And he sets everything up and breaks it all down. And
they're 0-5 tonight so far.
Really?
0.
Yeah. I mean, 55 is not tremendous on making foul shots, but it's not terrible.
Academy Park's 5-9.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that you know, Pete's right. If it comes down to a 5-point game and you start fouling each other to try to get you to go to the line, if you don't make those shots, then, you know, that's a great strategy.
I think there'll be more attempted foul shots in the last quarter because, you know, the game will slow down. There'll be fouls. And, you know, I think you're going to eventually see foul shots determining this game.
All right, let's run down the scoring. Got Academy Park leading at 27-21. Academy Park came into the game 10-4. Penwood 8-5, their first of two meetings this year, Del Valle. Minus one team, man. No Glenn Mills this year. All right, and who knows what the future looks like. Jalen Cassidy, Academy Park, 6'1 senior with 6. We have Barry Brown, the 6'3 senior, uncommitted football player, great quarterback with 3. Derek Northern, a 5'10 junior with 8. Tariq Marrero, 6'1 junior with 6. Dakai Henson, 6'1 sophomore, 2. Nice buckets, very athletic young man with 4. 21 points for Penwood, 2 for Shamir Bonds, a 5'9 senior, 6 for 6'1 junior. Jerry Flynn, Samir Massenberg played, didn't score. We have Salih Moore, a 5'8 sophomore with 5. Latrell Goring, a 6'5 senior, 4. Abdullah Dublin, 6'2 soph, 2. And Dez Johnson, 6'3 senior with 2. We'll take a break. Halftime, Academy Park leading Penwood by 6. Never sounded so good. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product
and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are
the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day.
Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
Amaro Austin, big local high school basketball guru in the house here tonight. When he's here, you know it's a big game. It's Penwood trailing Academy Park 27-21, and we're seconds away from the third quarter. Andrew, if you have anything on your Twitter, because I know there's some big Central League games out there tonight, crazy stuff.
Twitter's not giving me much in the way of Central League updates. It's really hard to find Central League games.
Really?
On Twitter.
With Delco Times out there. I'm sure Delco Times here tonight, I would think.
I haven't seen anybody.
But we're beginning the second quarter. Excuse me, the second half. And Penwood has the ball, but they turn it over immediately. Brown, good give and go. Getting it out now. Cassidy, top of the key. Near side. Northern for three. Good. Derek Northern to begin the third quarter. Two trays for him. 11 in the game.
Here. Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Lead for Academy Park up to 9, 30-21. Between the circles is Flynn down low. Dez Johnson, no but a foul. Johnson, the two great quarterbacks going at each other. Barry Brown, Academy Park, and Dez Johnson for Penwood. That's foul on Brown, right?
That's four on Brown.
That's four for Barry Brown. He's going to have to come out of this game.
I would think so.
For Penwood, at least the remainder of this third quarter.
Yeah, Penwood's got to make some shots. Foul shots. 0 for 6 now. 0 for 6. Johnson misses the first. Back into the game. 6'3 senior for Academy Park. Big kid, Tyler Luke. Number 24. There he goes.
There's the first made foul shot of the day for the Patriots.
Only 3 points for Dez. 6'3". Big, I call him Ben Roethlisberger on the football field. Both
he's got that body.
And Barry Brown, uncommitted college football. So Academy Park has the ball. Having it out high. Out to Marrero. Marrero thought about it, held up. Top of the key. Now left of the key. That's a tough shot to make. Ooh. But he made it nothing but net for Derek
Another
Northern.
Keystone Transport three-pointer.
6 in the quarter. 2 trays. 3 in the game for Derek. He has 14 points. And he is on fire. 6:43 to go in the third quarter. The lead is back to 11 again for Academy Park. between the circles, top of the key, down low for Dez Johnson, stolen away by Marrero. He is everywhere. Tariq Marrero, Academy Park. What a move to the basket. Lay it up and in. Timeout. Penwood will take a break, too. 6:24 to go in the third. It's a 13-point lead again for Academy Park over Penwood. It never sounded so good. It's DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, we're back on the road. A big every game's big in the Catholic League. Yeah, we are. Catholic League next Monday night at Cardinal O'Hara High School, Bonner and O'Hara. And that's going to be just another level of basketball.
Yep, and a war.
As good as these teams are here, that Catholic League is just another story. But everybody thinks it's going to be Roman winning it all again in 6A, the states, and Wood. But things
they got to play.
You got to travel in the state tournament. You got different refs. You can play out in the middle of nowhere,
And you got to be on your game at all times.
Yes.
Because it's one and done. You have a bad game.
In basketball, actually, there's a round to come back in playoffs.
In 6A, there is. In 5A, there's not.
Right. Not in the state tournament.
Yeah.
Definitely one and done. Yeah.
The state tournament is one and done.
Right.
Half-court trap. Penwood with the ball. Academy Park trying to, they can smell blood right here. Driving, that is a Euro step, they call it. Misses the shot, but the tip in by Mr. Jerry Flynn for Penwood. Cuts the lead to 11.
His fourth offensive rebound of the game.
Marrero, right wing corner. Holds up. Only a junior, Tariq. So is Northern. That's Simmons. Namir Simmons, number 10. Now top of the key. Northern to Simmons. Simmons gets it back from Cassidy. Far side, Cassidy, right of the key. Now Northern, top of the key. They're playing zone, guys. They're playing zone. And they're going to dare Academy Park to shoot. And if you make that, they'll take him out of the zone. Misses the shot, Marrero. And stolen back by Simmons. And he is a one quick son of a gun. Misses the shot. Tap, tap, tap again. Tariq Marrero battling for the ball. And here comes Penwood ahead of the pack. Good pass. Lay it up and in.
Yep.
These teams can get back in this game in a hurry. Penwood with Jerry Flynn looking like a wide receiver out there. 4 in the quarter. 10 for the game. Another steal to the basket. Euro step. Flynn for 2. Penwood now only down by... It was 13, now it's down to 7. Having trouble with that Penwood trap as Academy Park. Now they break it and an easy layup underneath with a left hand by Tyler Luke, senior off the bench. 4.5 to go in the third quarter, 37-28. Academy Park, big Del Valle game. Des Johnson looks to take it to the rack, knocked away from behind. Picked up by Jez. It's going to be a tie-up or a foul. It's going to be a foul. Two shots for Dez Johnson, Penwood. 24. It's on Luke. Tyler Luke.
That's his first.
First. Two team fouls. Academy Park here in the second half. None yet.
All right, well, Johnson made, what, one of his two last?
None on Penwood, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And we have a warning. Okay. One of the referees telling Coach Stewart, we're done.
Yep,
gave a fair warning. And Johnson at the line, Coach Stewart, Academy Park we're talking about here. Johnson at the line.
He had come out near the scorer's table and the
made it.
Refs were saying that's too far for you. You got to stay in your coach's area there.
You keep
coming out this far.
Very intense coach, Kevin Storm.
Oh, I made both free throws. That's a good sign for
Dez Johnson, 3 in the quarter on foul shots, 5 in the game. 7-point lead, Academy Park, and the ball. Simmons driving, and he wisely can get it out. Good young guard right there. I said good young guard. He's a senior.
I mean, he's still young, not young for high school.
Right,
now.
Right. Right side Northern. He's only a junior. Into the lane, turnover. Penwood playing scrappy basketball here in the third quarter. They're still down by seven, though. And this is Bonds underneath the basket. Loses the ball. Marrero. And there's a tie up in there. A little attitude, both guys. It's got to calm down. But you love the competitiveness, man.
Yeah, but the attitude's got to be kept in check. This is how things get nasty. It's basketball, guys.
Possession arrows in favor of Academy Park.
The Knights get the ball back, leading the Patriots by seven. Here's Marrero. Almost loses his dribble. Picks it back up. Brings it into the left wing corner. Simmons to Northern. Northern out high between the circles. They're still in that zone. And there's a turnover. She can't force it in that zone. And there's a foul. That'll be three team fouls here on Academy Park in the second half. Let's see who they called on individually.
One.
That's four on Cassidy.
The majority of Academy Park's fouls have come from players one and two, yeah. Cassidy and Barry Brown.
So Cassidy with four, 6'1 senior, 6'3 senior Barry Brown with four. The good news for Academy Park, as Penwood moves left to right here in the third quarter with 3:20 to go, is they have a 7-point lead, the Knights, over Penwood. Three ball left side, not even close. Back in the day, we call that a brick. Penwood misses another one. Here's Marrero coming back. If you're getting back into that zone, guys, and what I would not try to force it. Marrero up, good, and a foul. Oh, he is a tremendous player. I want a Tariq Marrero on my team anytime. Back in for Penwood is Latrell Goring.
Did you get the foul?
Foul was on number 10, Jerry Flynn.
First on him, 3:05 to go in the third quarter. 9-point lead. Academy Park is keeping Penwood at bay. Marrero at the line, shooting one. He's got 10 points. Up, nice touch. He was an unbelievable performance in the last game we caught with Springfield. Back comes Penwood off the glass for two with a left hand. Latrell Goring, six for him. Patriots down by eight. Academy Park with the ball, right wing corner, and that is going to be a foul on Goring, number three on him. That is just the first foul in the second half.
Second foul.
On him, but just the
first foul.
Foul for Penwood in this half.
So two fouls on Penwood.
The first foul occurred on the last
Academy
I just missed Park
it.
Possession.
Yeah. So two on Penwood here in the second half. Three team fouls on Academy Park. Academy Park with the ball, 8-point lead, 2:47 to go, quarter. Marrero, three ball from the left wing corner, no good. And the rebound is taken by Bonds of Penwood. They come back across the timeline. Bonds right at the key now, getting it to Moore. Right wing corner, three ball, way off, offensive rebound. Johnson for two, Des Johnson.
I don't know how Johnson got that ball up there. He was just buried with people and just bullied his way through it.
Lead down the six, Academy Park coming back. It's Northern, knocked away from behind, ahead of the pack, Penwood, driving to the basket, lay it up and in by Salim Moore, a 5'8 sophomore. Lead is down to 4 points. Here comes Penwood. Academy Park with the ball, but only up by four right now. Right wing corner, almost lost it out of bounds. Did right. Here's almost another turnover. Now Academy Park has numbers and a kick violation on a pass. 1:54 to go. Third quarter. Number 14 into the game for Academy Park, and that is Dakai Henson. Saw some good things out of that sophomore in the second quarter with 4 points. Inbounding the ball, Henson looking around. Left wing corner, Marrero, three ball is no good. Henson battling for that rebound. Ball's on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up or a timeout. It's a timeout quickly called by Academy Park. 1:48 to go, third quarter. It is the Park 40, the Wood 36 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist. but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Academy Park has had a couple of 13-point leads in this game, and they've almost evaporated, but they still have a four-point bulge and the ball. The Knights do in their white uniforms and blue trim. 1:48 to go third, 40-36 Academy Park over Penwood. First of two meetings between the squads this year. Third quarter. Still playing that zone, and it has caused some problems here for Academy Park. Short shot from the right side. Good ball movement. And about a 10-footer, I would say, from the right side. Goes in for Tariq Marrero. Big quarter for him. 7 points, 13 in the game. 6-point lead, Academy Park. Penwood coming back, goring off the glass. No, but a foul. 14 fouls now, Academy Park. And the personal is on.
Number 24
again, Luke.
Tyler Luke.
To the line. Shoot. And Goring is what? 0 for 3?
0 for 4.
So he at the line for Penwood. Latrell Goring, 6'5 senior, got to make these foul shots. Short. Really hurts, man. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. Matt Lindemann, head coach of Penwood, looking down at the floor. And I am pulling for Latrell to make this shot.
Oh, Desmond Johnson went out and talked to him. He's the only guy that's made foul shots for Penwood so far.
Up.
Here he goes.
Good job. Stick with it. Because Goring, with that size, he could be getting the line even more throughout the rest of this game. 5-point lead for Academy Park. And the ball, 1:20 to go, third quarter. Between the circles, left of the key now. That's Henson, then down low under the basket. Off the glass for two. He powers it in there. Big, strong kid. 6'3 senior Tyler Luke said, "You are not going to stop me."
Coach Stewart definitely wanted a foul, and he had a reason for the call, but no foul.
Three ball. Penwood just can't make a shot from the outside. No good by. That was fired up by Dublin. Academy Park to the basket. No tap, no. But the long rebound out to Northern and Academy Park. 45 seconds ago in the quarter. Simmons for three. Actually, Henson three ball. No good. Another offensive rebound.
Boy.
Academy Park. And somebody should be wide open. Three ball, left wing corner. Right wing corner, no good with the left hand. Offensive rebound. Northern up for two.
What was that? Four offensive rebounds?
Yes.
At least.
Five, six. Too many.
My goodness.
Too many given up by Penwood there. 8 points in the quarter. Derek Northern, 16 in the game. 20 seconds ago, third quarter. Lead back up to 9 for a ferocious Academy Park squad coming in with a mark of 10-4. Beat Abington last week. A big win against a traditional powerhouse. Three ball. That's going to be wide to the left. You could see it from here. Out of bounds. Last touch by Academy Park. 1.7 seconds ago in the third quarter. Checking back in for the Patriots is Jerry Flynn, number 10, and another youthful, well, he looks young, but he's a 6'5 senior, Nate Bundy, in for Academy Park. Both teams using most of their roster here, 10, 12 kids. Penwood trying to get a good shot here at the buzzer, no good. It was a short shot, but highly contested. We go to the fourth quarter. It's Academy Park, 46, and Penwood 37 here in Sharon Hill on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Academy Park looking good right now. Their first meeting of the year between their rival up the street here, Penwood. It's pretty much Sharon Hill against Lansdowne, and Academy Park with a 9-point lead as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Some comments here, news and notes from Peter.
Well, no, he's on the phone.
Oh, you're on your phone. I'm sorry,
that's
Pete.
That's all right.
Sorry about that,
Pete. You know, he's a very busy guy.
Getting some scoop over there? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm getting some scoop on the – but anyway, I got one important fact here. Offensive rebounds. Academy Park, 17-9 advantage, and that's really the difference in the score here. You know,
that's
really
offensive rebounds or rebounds?
Offensive.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Offensive. Rebounds total is over 35.
Wow. Tells you how bad the shooting's been.
Penwood has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Moving left to right. Moore top of the key. Bonds now to Dublin. Underneath layup, no good. Johnson tap is good. Again, he is a tremendous job tonight. He's hitting the boards for Penwood. Jerry Flynn for that putback. 14 points for Flynn. Lead is 7 points, Academy Park. And you know they don't like to slow it up. They like both teams very similar style to Chester. That's a bad pass. Stolen by Penwood. Oh, nice dish. Layup. Good. Number 14, Dublin for two. 4 points for Abdullah, the sophomore.
Kenny down the five.
Got to handle the ball. They're getting into the street ball here, and it's not paying. And then Penwood throws the ball away, and a foul on the backcourt. And that's going to be on Flynn, number two on him.
This is not street ball, guys. They got to settle it down.
Yeah, sometimes you do have to settle it down a little bit.
Absolutely. This is, you know, if you're losing the ball like this and losing control, you are moving too quick for your ball handling.
14 fouls on Academy Park here in the second half. 3 on Penwood. Full court pressure now. Academy Park breaks it. Tyreek Marrero. Well, they're really picking it up way out high. Both teams have fouls to give, too. That's a trip. Nothing called. Out of bounds. Another turnover on Academy Park. Back to Penwood, only down by 5 points. 6:48 to go in this ball game, or should I say regulation time. Academy Park is at 2 13-point leads in this game,
Pete. The trap is definitely affecting Academy Park, so expect Penwood to keep in that trap.
So, yes, big win against Abingdon last week by Academy Park, a 6A school. Lost a lot of kids, Abingdon. You remember them last year, guys, from last year, but still very solid. But Penwood looking down low for Desmond. Right block. Johnson's shot is blocked. Speaking of block, three ball in the offensive rebound straight away. No good. They just can't hit an outside shot, but they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds. A lot of kids battling in there. Shot is partially blocked and almost another steal. Boy. The Knights are just being careless with the ball and driving to the basket. Salee Moore, 5'8 sophomore for Penwood. 9 points for him. The lead is down to 3. And there's a give and go, and the layup is no good. He missed an easy layup. Unbelievable. Penwood gets the ball back. They can actually tie it if they could just make a 3-ball shot here. Driving to the basket. Lay it up and in by Bonds.
1 point
Shamir
game.
Shamir Bonds, the senior. It's down to a 1-point lead. They're keeping that trap up. Academy Park having all kinds of issues. Northern all the way to the basket. He flies and he scores. Isn't this fun, guys? Up and down, running gun.
I'm exhausted.
18 points.
We're on the seesaw, as they say.
Yeah. For Northern. Penwood coming back. Two of the better 5A teams in District 1 going at it. Athletic is all get out. Down low, Johnson up. Misses the shot. Another tip-in for Jerry Flynn. 14 for him. He's only a junior. They're not boxing him out. And Academy Park's lead is 1 again. Cassidy easy to the basket. What are you doing, they say. The layup is good by Cassidy, playing with 4 fouls. His coach, they wanted him to... one of their defenders to take a charge. We'll take a break. 5:11 to go in the fourth quarter. 3-point lead, Academy Park over Penwood. Boys basketball at its best. DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD.
Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
As we expected, heck of a ball game between Penwood and Academy Park. Regular season, the first of two. Del Valle here in Sharon Hill, right off of Chester Pike, one of my favorite pikes of all time. Delaware River's
right
probably
there.
Less than a mile away, probably.
Yep.
Because you got 291 over there, and it's a 3-point lead for Academy Park, the home team here against Penwood from Lansdowne, Alden Yaden.
I got Academy Park with 36 rebounds in this game, 17 off the offensive glass. Penwood with only 9 offensive rebounds. And I think their total is closer to 25.
But they've got a couple here in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
The putbacks, tip-ins by Jerry
putback.
Flynn.
Yeah, what's Flynn got for points, period?
I have him for 16 now.
And yeah. I bet half of them are tip-ins.
Over half.
Exactly
he's
right.
He's made 8 baskets. 6 of them have come off of offensive rebounds.
Greenwood just took a pass and jammed his thumb.
Missing the short shot underneath the basket. Penwood, here comes Cassidy back, and he'd be wise. Slow it up. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Academy Park with the ball. Penwood got as close as 1. Number 11, that sophomore, has been a pain in the rear end for Academy Park defensively here tonight. He's all over the place. 10th grader. Academy Park out high again. This is Northern at a foul. That's going to be on Bonds. Shamir Bonds. B-A-U-N-E-S. His second team. Both squads now. 4 fouls. 4.5 to go. Fourth quarter. Des Johnson back into the game for Penwood. And, hey, the quarterback's back into the game.
Yep.
Barry Brown for Academy Park. Again, both uncommitted, and hopefully someday they we'll see them playing college ball football on TV somewhere. Just tremendous football players. Marrero for Academy Park, right wing corner, Northern. And he's bringing it out now. He's a junior guard, very strong with the ball, has 18 points, does Derek, for Academy Park. Marrero, double teaming him, so somebody's got to be open. It's Cassidy. Ball knocked into the backcourt. No backcourt violation, but he has to get it over in 10. He does to the front court.
Oh.
And there's another steal. And ahead of the pack, and there he is again. And blocked from behind by Cassidy. They want a goaltend. They're not going to get it. Wow. Wasn't that an unbelievable athletic play?
I don't think it was goaltending either.
And not giving up on the ball by Jalen Cassidy of Academy Park. The park has the ball. 3-point lead. Brown, he is not that good of a shooter. Way off. That's not the shot to take for Academy Park. Here comes Penwood to the basket again. Missing the shot. Cassidy forces that miss. Here's Marrero coming back right to left. He's going to take it into the lane. He loses the ball. It's going to be a tie-up. Battling for the ball. Relax, guys.
Yeah, well.
They're both feisty. Big boy basketball right here. And this is, you know, it's not life or death, but it's pretty close here.
Well, Johnson, you go for a ball. He's a football player. You go for the ball.
But Marrero, I told Tariq after the last game, he should go out for that Academy Park football team. He's a great athlete.
If the Knights hold on to this lead, I think we should probably interview Marrero and get him over here.
Yeah, because the last time we didn't get a chance at the Springfield game when he just really tore it up. So if Academy Park can win, we're going to pick an MVP from the winning squad. It's going to be Academy Park ball following the tie-up. They got the possession arrow. 3:26 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm trying not to be like Tom McGinnis of the Sixers. He really gets fired up, but I'm thinking about it. In the lane, I may have to give one of those shortly. Now getting it out high, Marrero. 3:11 to go. Knocked out of bounds by Bonds. Far side. So Marrero will inbound the ball front court, far side, Academy Park by 3, 50-47.
Academy Park, I'd slow this thing down.
They're trying to. Brown, Marrero, out. He's taking that shot. I don't know about that. He misses it. He's not a good shooter from the outside. Kenneth Wright, but offensive rebound is there and stolen back by Penwood. Just crazy. This kid, Salim Moore, you got to be aware where he is all times. 3 ball from the left side. They just can't make a shot. No good. And a loose ball foul is going to be called on. They're going to call it on
10.
Flynn, his 10. Third. It's on Penwood, I believe. Yeah, it is. Full court pressure, 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. Academy Park with the ball. Marrero looks tired. But again, Penwood played last night. Yeah. According to my records, they played last night, lost at Heartbreaker, 72-70. Ooh. Marrero loses the ball. Penwood has it, and it's on the floor. Penwood has it in the front court. It's kind of hard to do play-by-play because it's really wild, crazy basketball. And there's a three ball from left.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And we are tied. Finally, Penwood hits a three ball. Actually, their second of the night.
And Johnson for Penwood went down and is just now getting up.
The three
apparently
is
banged his knee. Looks to be okay, though.
Abdul Dublin made that three ball for the Patriots. Five in the quarter, seven for the game, 2:34 to go, and it's going to be Academy Park ball. Unbelievable.
I can't write fast enough for all these things happening. I hope Andrew's got it.
Well, we'll never know because nobody else is keeping track either.
I'm doing my best over here.
Are you kidding me? All right, so 2:24 to go. 2:34 to go in the fourth quarter.
He's way too good.
Right, okay. He is funny. Yeah. He is funny. He does the games by himself.
Yes, he does.
All right, so it's Academy Park with the ball. 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline is Cassidy. Out the Northern, number 11, Salim Moore, pest. Cassidy loses the ball, and a foul in the backcourt is going to be called on Barry Brown, and I think he's out of here.
That's it. That's his fifth. He's done for the game.
Five team fouls now. Each team, they only have one to give. 2:21 to go. So Penwood, in a situation, they can win this game here. They were down twice by as many as 13. Judd. If you want to talk about a defensive MVP, guys, a team leader, that 5'8 sophomore, Salih Moore.
Yeah.
Now, even though Jerry Flynn has 16 points, well, we'll see how the rest of the game goes. He's got 2:16 to go, but number 11, who has the ball now for Penwood, has been just incredible. Dribbles to the right side. Now, top of the key, Johnson. Low, Flynn, shot is blocked out of bounds. Good to see the refs let him play. Good block right there. Or stay with Penwood. 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes, fourth quarter.
50-50, all tied up.
Dublin to inbound the basketball for Penwood under his offensive basket. Dublin driving to the basket. Off, actually, with the left hand, Shamir Bonds lays it in for two. Marrero all the way back, lays it in. Tariq Marrero with 15 for Academy Park. We're tied at 52, 1:44 to go in the fourth quarter.
Now you're going to slow it down. Last one with the ball wins.
Dribbling around is Moore to the basket with a left hand. In and out tap again is good by Jerry Flynn. Six in the quarter, 18 for the game. A buck 28 to go. Can we keep it here or not?
Sure.
Man, oh, man. Tipping again by Jerry Flynn. 1:28, fourth quarter. It's a two-point lead, 54-52 now for Penwood.
Well, I think we should look at if Penwood pulls us out, maybe talking to Jerry Flynn. He's been unbelievable underneath the basket.
The rebounds, Pete, and I know that Penwood was being badly out-rebounded, but in the fourth quarter, they got a pep talk, and they're getting it done.
They're catching up. Jerry Flynn has three offensive rebounds. I think two of them in the last 3 minutes.
But half of his points, I think, are tip-ins.
Half of his points have come on tip-ins.
Yeah. And what's his point total now?
He's up to 18 for the game.
So nine of his points. I mean, he's virtually won this game underneath the basket. If Penwood can win this, he's done it.
But basically, all the baskets in the last 3 minutes have been layups from both sides.
Right.
To track me, nobody's hitting threes. It's layups, tip-ins, and just board play.
They tried a few threes, though. They keep trying them, which I don't quite understand. But
it's amazing how much energy. They are playing a lot of kids, both teams. But still, after playing a tough game last night.
What's that?
The energy is, especially if Penwood played last night, the play at this level 24 hours later is truly remarkable.
1:28 to go. Academy Park is now down on their home court by 2 points, 54-52. Not one technical in this game. How do you like that? Compared to 3 years ago.
That's impressive.
Yes. Inbounding the ball, and only each team still has a foul to give. Marrero back across the timeline. They're keeping the pressure up. They do have a foul to give, Penwood, so why not? It's been causing Academy Park, a lot of problems. Marrero looks to, got shot blocked from behind. He lost the ball, actually.
Yep.
He was going up for the shot, lost it, and Penwood gets the rock back with Mr. Number 11, the sophomore, 5'8". Salim Moore.
They're going to start
looking at a foul. They're in control of the game right now.
They're going to have to start to look at a foul.
Bonds with the rock. Penwood gets it now. Two more. Top of the key. Johnson actually right at the right elbow. And he gets the ball stolen away by Cassidy. And Cassidy gets the ball knocked away from behind and out of bounds off of Penwood.
You're down by two. Why wouldn't you foul him and take and as badly as Penwood's been on the free throw line?
But Des Johnson, 2-point lead. Penwood, he looked lost there. You gotta be aware. I can't describe it. Gnats all over the place here, flying after that ball. So Academy Park down by two, 36 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They could win it here with a three. They can tie it with a two, 33 seconds to go. Marrero for the lead, in and out, and Flynn the rebound. And it gets stolen away from behind from Flynn. What are they doing? Marrero all the way up. Yes, and a foul by Tariq Marrero.
That ties the game and sends him to the free throw line with 21 seconds left in the game.
This place is going insane. Yep. Academy Park High School in Sharon Hill. Like Rucker Park, New York City. Marrero, 4 in the quarter, 17 for the game. He could give his team, Academy Park, a 1-point lead. What a true warrior he is.
Oh, six fouls.
Academy Park has 5 fouls they have one to give.
He misses the free throw. We remain tied. Timeout, Penwood. Now they are in the driver's seat to win it here, 18.8 seconds ago. Timeout. We'll take a break here. 18 seconds ago in the fourth quarter, tied at 54 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
18.8 seconds ago, fourth quarter, late in the ball game. Penwood with the ball. They have a chance to win it here on the road, and this is hostile territory. We'll just have to wait and see how this final possession goes in regulation, or maybe we're going to go to overtime. Penwood has to go the length of the floor here. That's beautiful. Floor.
Penwood is also without any timeouts.
Good. That's a good point.
No timeouts remaining. Academy Park has two.
And again, now Academy Park does have a foul to give, so they have a foul to give. Gotta remember that. Penwood better get it across the timeline. You gotta watch that 10-second call. Des Johnson has it far side, getting it out to Bonds. Bonds looks to pass. That's a walk. They don't call it. Misses the shot. 1.3, a steal, and missing an easy layup. The ball stolen away from Academy Park and missing a short shot, rimmed out, no good. We are going overtime. I don't know who missed that shot. I was screened off, but we are going overtime. 54-54. Let's keep
Tyler,
it right here.
Tyler Luke.
Man, for Penwood, he had a chance. But obviously, both teams have had their opportunities here, and I did predict overtime before the game.
Yes,
and
you did, so this is your fault.
And we do. This is where it becomes labor of love, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you live for this stuff.
54-54, another overtime game. And Pete, or Mike, and now, and still, both teams have just played their guts out of here tonight, Penwood Academy Park.
The intensity in the last 4 minutes is like something I've never seen. I mean, these kids are just flying everywhere. It's like, it's almost like football out there. Not much outside shooting, well, but under the basket, it's ferocious.
Both very good football programs. Del Valle was strong this year with Chester Football, Academy Park.
Some of those skills,
it's great,
to the court.
And, you know, multi-sport athletes, you see, you know, that's what coaches are looking for. And then even if you swim and golf at the same time, that's still multi-sports.
And I think
that's
what's
important.
What's allowing this game to be this quick is all the substituting. Coaches are using all their players, so they're staying fresher and being able to use the energy this late in the game.
Four more minutes.
All right,
overtime.
Four more minutes for overtime.
Penwood, Academy Park, everybody intense here. Great job. What a high school basketball game. Instant classic. I hope there's some coverage here. I don't see any reporters, but you got it right here. The game is archived. We tip it up in overtime. Luke against Des Johnson out there? No, Luke against Flynn. And Penwood wins it. Flynn, boy, he can get up for 6'1". The Patriots left to right here in overtime. This is Moore to the basket. Glass got it. Salee Moore. He has a total of 11 points, an unbelievable defense. It's hard to believe he's a sophomore. Penwood leads by two. Marrero to the basket. Lay it up and in. Tariq Marrero. 19 for him. 6'1 junior, one of the best in the state of Pennsylvania. My, I saw it last year, guys. We are tied at 56, 3:16 to go. Driving to the basket, short shot, no good. Rebound, Academy Park, and they want to run. It's Northern. He gets the ball stolen away, quick on quick. Can you imagine, guys, out there trying to play at this game? Now underneath Johnson, blocked from behind by Cassidy. Ball on the floor. Timeout. Are they going to call timeout or a jump ball? I think they called time. A tremendous timeout. Called there by Academy Park and Coach Kevin Stort. Whoa. Oh, no. I don't want to. He's ready to call a technical foul here, guys.
I know, but let him call it if he's going to call.
Isn't that amazing?
He did call. Keep it. He just called it.
All right, now.
Oh, it's a warning. All right.
So isn't that in a game like this, I'm glad the referees can do that because he was ready to tee up the assistant coach for Penwood. Wow. Well, I was just saying, I hate to see a technical foul in this situation.
Well, you know, part of it was that Academy Park, Coach Stewart came out calling for a timeout. He's screaming, and, of course, by the time the referee saw it, they did allow it. But, you know, Penwood felt that it should have been a jump ball at that or a change of possession, and there were some heated words back and forth. But this whole place is on its feet. Obviously, emotions are going to run very high until this game is concluded, and then somebody's going to be upset.
And again, Mike, you're calm, cool, collected. I just whispered to the ref. I said, good job.
Yeah, I understand. And he's smiling.
This head ref is doing an excellent
job. Oh, yeah, he's been around the block.
He's keeping it controlled.
Yes.
There.
So, we again, timeout. Now, back to the action. It's full court pressure. 2:55 to go, first overtime. Tied at 56, and Marrero comes back for Academy Park to the basket with the left hand. Oh. Misses the shot. Johnson gets the rebound, and there is a foul in the backcourt, and that is going to be on Tariq. Is 16 fouls on Academy Park, so they're still not in the bonus.
That's on Tyler Luke, right?
So six on each team, no one-on-one yet.
That foul was on Tyler Luke.
Right.
Luke.
That puts both teams right on the edge of the bonus. Next foul for both teams sees the other one go to the line for a 1-1.
Which is amazing. Amazing.
How aggressive this has been.
Hardly any fouls.
But there's been a few fouls that have not been called. Yeah. I will tell you that for sure.
Which has been good. The refs have been letting the kids play. And
yeah.
That's what you like to see.
Penwood with the ball. Left to right. Token pressure. Trying to get it across the timeline. Flynn does. The Des Johnson near side in front of us. Out high. Near the midcourt stripe. Salee Moore. Pick set. Good job there by Flynn. Top of the key. Johnson. Right side three ball is up. No good. Missing that shot is Dublin. He had a big three in the fourth quarter. Rebound Academy Park. They come back right to left. Simmons, nice pass underneath. Lay it up. No good. Missing that shot. Luke, And that is a bad foul, or was it just out of bounds?
No, out of bounds.
Just out of bounds. I thought it was a foul.
Yep.
So 2:10 to go in the first overtime. Academy Park in Penwood, 56-56. It's DelVal basketball at its best. It's Chester, Penwood, Academy Park. It's awesome. Driving is Des Johnson up. Tremendous defense in there. Shot is blocked by Luke. Here comes Academy Park. 1:52 to go in the first overtime. Will they try to slow it up? Now, Penwood can't be as aggressive. Either can Academy Park on defense because of the foul situation. Northern between the circles. Dribbles to the far wing to Marrero. Marrero dribbles to the left side. Sees an opening to the basket. Blocked from behind. Blocked out of bounds by Jerry Flynn. I'm serious. It looks like he could hit the top of the backboard. He gets up
real high.
Jerry Flynn for Penwood, 6'1 junior. It's still Academy Park ball. Buck and a half to go first overtime.
Three players hit the wood and no foul call. It just was, everybody's defending or shooting, so everybody hit the ball.
Another instant classic for the archives, guys.
Yep, absolutely.
And they go back five seasons on our DelcoHoops.com website. Northern for three for the left wing corner. In and out offensive rebound. Simmons, what a dish. Lay it up and in by number one, Jalen Cassidy, who has 10 in the game. A two-point lead for Academy Park, 58-56. 1:15 to go. First overtime, barely getting across timeline. Penwood Patriots, coached by Matt Lindemann, year number four. Academy Park, Kevin Stewart, year number one. First of two meetings. Driving to the basket, off the glass, and in the bucket by Shamir Bonds. And a timeout. Let's take a break. We're tied at 58. And ironically, 58 seconds to go in the first overtime on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Memories of the old Darby Township, Darby Colwyn games from back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. It's Academy Park in Penwood, 58-58 with 58 seconds to go in the first overtime. Pete Fulginetti, man. How about let's go maybe double overtime, triple? What do you think?
Why not? We packed a lot in the trunk. We could stay here all night.
No, I've got
snacks.
We do. I think we have full-time jobs, too. So nice. Academy Park with the ball following the timeout. Keeping that pressure alive. Penwood, they get it across the timeline. Marrero, three ball is short. Rebound, Penwood. Great job there by Hugh Booth. Good job by Hugh. To the basket. Off the glass. No good. Too strong by Barnes. Here's Academy Park back. Pocket rocket Simmons. And we've got ourselves a timeout.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Yes, timeout. I don't understand. It's a 58-58 game. You get the ball. You take it down the court. Slow down. Take the last shot. There's 33 seconds. I've just set it up for the last shot.
Not these teams.
That's
what maybe why he called the timeout. He wants to,
wants
look,
to
guys.
Do is he wants to set up a play. He wants to get them calmed down and organized to get the final shot here.
You like that timeout, Andrew?
I like that timeout. It allows the coach to calm his team down a little bit and get something drawn up that he thinks will have an impact based on how this game has gone.
And I don't disagree with the timeout. I'm just saying that the players themselves should know. With 33 seconds, the last thing we're going to do is come down and rush his shot.
Mike, you're not going to do that. Their adrenaline shooting out their ears.
These players don't play slow it up.
They just want to score.
Look, guys, good basketball is good basketball.
Strategic basketball. These kids played on the streets and coming up, and that's what they're continuing to play here.
Surprised.
And we're seeing
now,
a really great basketball game.
Now, again, when you
here.
Get the teams in the tournament that are a little bit less athletic, let's say, is a good word for it, they're going to play a lot of zone.
When you get a team that can shoot threes, they're going to beat a team like that.
Two of these teams, you know who they may run into in the District 1 playoffs, Westchester
East right.
and Andrew
East, and
Carr.
Have to,
and you look at athletically who has more athletes, obviously. But you got a 6'10".
You've got a great equalizer in that 6'10 big man in Andrew Carr.
And Tim Richardson. Timeout is over. 33 seconds to go. First overtime. Academy Park can win it right here. Marrero to the basket. No, but a foul. Tariq Marrero has a chance to put his team in the lead. Academy Park shooting two.
Well, you know, they took the timeout. I would have thought they would have waited till 10 seconds to make the drive to the basket.
No, they decided we're going to go right away.
Yeah, they're going to take 3 seconds and shoot.
30 seconds to go. First overtime. Coach Lindemann, very calm, cool, collected like you, Mike. Free throw, Marrero up and good.
Into the game is Abdullah Dublin for the Patriots.
Marrero with 20. 6'1 junior, heart of a lion.
Made both of them.
Makes them both. 2-point lead, Academy Park. Here comes Penwood. They can win it with a three, but if I were them, I got to go inside. And if you're Academy Park, you got to box out number 10, Jerry Flynn. Across the timeline. 17 seconds to go.
They're looking to
Penwood
hit the last shot.
Way out high. They need two to tie it. They get it down to Bonds. Bonds far side now. This is Dublin. They better hurry up. 6 seconds to go. Driving to the basket. Short shot. No, but a foul. Two shots. Personal is on Tyler Luke, his fourth. 1.8 seconds to go. You talk about pressure here for the 5'9 senior, Shamir Bonds of Penwood. If he makes both, he ties it. He misses the first. Now what do you do if you're Penwood down by two and only one shot left? You got to miss it on purpose.
Yeah, miss it on purpose. Hope
and
you get the rebound.
You got Tyler Luke right there on the near side of the lane, going to try and box first, out and get the tip.
He'll probably purposely try to miss it, and then it hits the rim. Marrero gets the rebound, and this game is over. Academy Park wins it, 60-58.
Wow!
And an unbelievable game we will remember for a long, long time. Look at the sportsmanship after the game. Des Johnson, both teams. High fives, just absolutely great sportsmanship. We love it. Penwood, a heartbreaking loss, but Academy Park with a 60-58 win. Academy Park is now 11-4. Penwood falls to 8-6, and these two teams will meet again in the regular season and once in the, hopefully, the playoffs. We're going to get to Tariq right now. Great job, my man. Heart of a lion out there.
Half a game.
Thank you.
How's it? You know, I know the last time you played was the game we did last year, the District 1 playoff, and they busted you up pretty good over at Penwood. A
yes.
little bit payback tonight.
Yes.
And tremendous job, Tariq. Yeah, talk to me.
Yes. Beginning, we started off great. We went up a little bit. We slacked a little bit. Halftime, we had a little talk. Said, turn it up. We turned it up. Everybody had energy. Bench picked it up a little. We was rocking with that.
All right, take a breath
and,
now.
And, you know, I got a souvenir. Tariq's one of my favorite ball players, man. And he put a piece of sweat on my scorebook. I remember that forever. What
right.
a great game, though. And, Mike, go ahead
I
for Tariq.
I was just going to say, end of the game.
Yes.
30 seconds to go. You bring the ball down, and I think it was you who powered down to trying to make the basket, as opposed to slowing it up, trying to make sure you take the last shot. When the coach called the timeout, I thought, okay, he's going to tell him to slow it down, take the last shot. You guys came out. 3 seconds later, you're back at the board again. What did he just say, look, just go for it. Just put it to the metal.
I thought big players make big plays. Great players make big plays.
So holding the ball and waiting 20 seconds was not your ideal way to play a game.
Yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It turned out for you.
Yeah. Who do you got next?
I think Chichester.
Chichester. That's Clyde Jones. And then, and you know, I know both Penwood and Academy Park, they're going to be hosting Chester. Chester beat both teams the first time. What a tremendous effort by you guys, man.
Thank you.
It was just the 13-point lead, and you held on, and then you went it in overtime. It was just crazy. It's great to be part of this kind of stuff.
Yes. So was this pretty much the way you expected it to go? Or?
Yes, yep. I expected it to go just like this.
Just a battle?
Yes.
All the way around.
And he's only a junior. So.
And you're soaking wet. My kind of guy.
All right.
Okay.
Tariq Marrero, MVP. I have him for 20 points and – Academy Park wins it 60-58 boys basketball in overtime. And we'll be back to wrap it up following a word from our sponsors on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Again, Academy Park boys hoops in a classic, and overtime wins it by a score of 60-58. Most valuable player, great kid, Tariq Marrero, 6'1 junior, with a total of 4 in overtime, 21 for the game.
Yeah, Dave, some final stats here. What really won this game for Academy Park was their rebounding. They out-rebounded Penwood 46-36, but they had 21 offensive rebounds. And a lot of those were from the man we just interviewed, Marrero. He had like 6 offensive rebounds. And towards the end of the game, he was driving and controlling the ball, controlling the game. That's where it won the game for Academy Park.
Unbelievable. And I'm going to share, Penwood people. Usually the winning team is the one who likes to listen to it forever,
right.
So I'll try my best to get it off to these guys. Andrew, you got something?
I'll do a quick wrap-up on overall points.
Good.
Jalen, the 60 points for Academy Park, 10 came from Jalen Cassidy, 3 from Barry Brown, 18 from Derek Northern, 21 from Tariq Marrero, 4 from Dekai Henson, and 4 from Tyler Luke. And for the Patriots of Penwood, they were led by Jerry Flynn with 16. Shamir Bonds had 8. Salim Moore had 11. Latrell Goring and Abdullah Dublin both had 7. And Desmond Johnson had 9 for their total of 58. And that, it was the final score was 60-58.
There it is.
Nice take it.
So all we right. are, our next broadcast Monday, Catholic League at its best, yep. Cardinal O'Hara against Bonner. And you get out there, and Mike, I love when you say that, to support your local high school sports.
Go to a game if you can. You can't get a better deal for $5. We saw it tonight. And listen, you know, check out tomorrow. We're going to have Andrew's box scores will be in with all the numbers, rebounds, shots. All the stats that Pete talked about will be published as well, generally later in the morning. The game will be archived tonight if you want to tell your friends to listen to it, as well as Tariq's interview. So, you know, stay tuned, and we'll be back in just about a little less than a week to do another game as we get.
This is a game, if you want to listen to an archive, this is one you don't want to miss.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those over the years.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, again, Academy Park, big win for them, 60, Penwood 58. I'm Dave Berman. It's never sounded so good. Boys high school basketball exclusively on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.